Good evening.
Good evening to you again.
As always, I am happy to be with you once again.
We're very pleased to know that. So we're certainly very happy to have you with us. And I would like to thank you for bringing your colleague last week. Before we start any questions this time, it was greatly appreciated and most interesting. The keeper of the records.
I will bring him again.
Thank you.
As I will many others.
It's lovely to know. It is certainly becoming more and more interesting at each session now.
As time goes by, so too will be our ability to use you all to a much greater degree.
Good. That's very nice to know also.
As I told you at the beginning of our union, slowly, slowly, and that is the way we must approach each meeting.
I do quite understand.
But there is much promise.
Good. And I would like to thank you too, personally, for the information and guidance you have given us all on concentrating on remembering what we do when we come over to you. And I have had two very delightful experiences. I won't waste time by going into all the details, because they wouldn't be of interest to others much. But I do appreciate the information you gave that enabled that to happen.
I am always grateful that you think what I give is useful to you. I am deeply humbled by those words. I hope that the words I speak to you all will bring you advancement of a kind. Of course, each individual will have their own awakenings.
Yes, that's understandable. Now, I send copies of your replies to our questions and to your other end of your other speaking to my daughter in a far country, and she has asked me to put a question on her behalf. So, with your permission, I will do that. She has noticed in the recordings that frequently you say, let me speak on that. Then there is a short silence before you do begin to speak. And she has an inquiring mind and is very interested in what you have been saying. And she asked me to ask you, does the silence mean that you are searching for information in some sort of record? Or does it mean that you are being fed the information before you give it to us? Or thirdly, does it mean that you are receiving information in your own language and translating it into simple words that we can understand? I hope that's clear.
It is clear to me.
Okay.
Let me answer your please. I have to tell you, none of those statements are correct.
Let me start from the beginning.
The reason for the hesitancy on my part is to do with the use of the instrument and the power available. It is nothing to do with seeking further for information the information I come with is all-knowing and all-giving.
I thought it would be, actually.
So, you see, I need not seek further for the answers. Unless a question was posed with which I had no knowledge. In such an instance, I would retreat until another time to bring forth the answer.
I see.
So, while I pause, it is nothing to do with seeking or searching. It is merely a functional thing.
Right, Roger. Thank you very much for that answer.
I hope that will be clear for her.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it will. It is for me, too. But we do, being so interested, we do like to know the reason for some of these things, as you understand.
Yes. This time, before we continue, I want to say something about the young gentleman within the room.
Yes. Would you like him to come nearer to you?
Not necessary.
Right.
But I wish to say this to him. His awareness is becoming greater as the time passes by. He is capable of much, much deep thought and feeling. I would suggest to him that his feelings and his thoughts be placed upon the paper.
Can you hear that, Mark?
Yes, thank you.
It may seem to begin with that he feels it is his own mind thinking. Let me assure him it will not always be so. He is ripe now to be used.
Okay.
I, of course, can only suggest, and the rest is up to him.
Is there anything I should do to get it going?
I would say to you all, as I have said before, cultivate your times of meditation or quietness, whatever word you tend to use. That is all. Give yourselves the time to meet that mind consciousness where we can reach you. It is so simple. Nothing. He has a full heart, this one.
Good.
There is much help he can give with his words if he will make himself available to us.
I wonder if I might make a suggestion here. I used to find when I wanted to do some thinking that writing my thoughts was a distraction. And frequently when I used to speak on this subject at various churches, I made copious notes, which having got there I never even looked at. And I was aware that I was being impressed in my speech. Would it be helpful to the young man to speak his thoughts into a recording machine? Would you be able to influence his thinking in that way?
I see no problem in that direction. You may well be aware that around your earth plane at this time, many are using such instruments for communication with us.
Quite so.
I see no problem if this is what the gentleman wishes. He will be guided as to what is most suitable.
Yes, I'm sure he will.
But let those thoughts and those feelings flow freely, because there is much this one can do.
Good. You could almost be in the form of a soliloquy, Mark.
You see, I think you would say he is a poet at heart.
Yes.
It needs to be expressed for the benefit of all. After all, your life's work for all of you is to express that aspect of yourself to help others. That applies to all of you. You see.
Yes. So whatever abilities we have, in whatever way they may begin to show themselves, must be used for the benefit of others.
You all have these gifts. I have said to you before, you are capable of so much, but you must allow yourselves those quiet moments. You must, otherwise how can we reach you?
Yeah. Thank you.
If you have more questions this time, I will be happy to answer them. But I would like to say to you, for part of this time, I would like you all to be still and allow what comes to you to be expressed. Would you permit this, please?
We should be pleased to do it, yes. Does anybody have any questions before we begin? Any question you would like to ask on what you've been told, Mark?
I don't think.
It's clear enough, is it?
Yeah. There's no point in me asking about. It's supposed to come, isn't it? I've just got to meditate, really.
Yes, that's
find
right.
My quiet time.
Just start the quiet periods and if you begin speaking, you will soon know whether you are being used for that speech or not. Any other question? Anybody else with a question? Right, then we'll do as Sandumet suggests. Sit quietly and please give out whatever appears to you, whatever you receive, will you?
Tell you what I'm getting.
Can I?
Let me tell you what I'm getting.
Yes, please.
It's rather like watching a film.